You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. I was running a little late this morning because I got woken up in the middle of the night by a possum attacking my chicken coop. And it's never easy to fall back asleep when you're woken up by your wife frantically banging on your bedroom window, yelling that something terrible is going on. So I'm a little bit flabbergasted this morning, but the good news, I suppose, is that there's plenty of bad news to go over, some just extremely bad news, including the fact that being unvaccinated is now quite literally a death sentence should you require a organ transplant. As a Colorado Springs woman's name has been put on inactive on the healthcare on the UC Health kidney transplant list over her vaccination status, just the latest in a whole series of jaw-dropping escalations in the persecution of people that just don't want to submit to the government. It's really amazing the obvious hypocrisy that all of this has brought out. I can show you just story after story, people who declare that healthcare is a human right, people who do things like vote to make it legal to knowingly transmit and secretly transmit HIV in California, claim that not getting vaccinated means you should be denied healthcare yourself. So, I mean, the hypocrisy these days is just overwhelming and boiling over. In fact, you also have this Christopher Rufo posted this. David French in 2020, Trump sending the FBI to stop riots in Portland is death throes of local autonomy. Meanwhile, David French in 2021 says Biden mobilizing FBI agents against parents at school board meetings is good and proper. Yes, the hypocrisy is apparent and overwhelming, but perhaps no more so than the way that the white population is treated with utter contempt and their destruction is celebrated in this world of diversity. Let's watch Paul Joseph Watson break down the latest and possibly most egregious example we've ever seen. Let's watch.
A guest on a TV show in Ireland made bizarre comments in which he appeared to celebrate the demographic decline of white people. The program, which is being aired by the TG4 channel, takes the viewer on a, quote, whirlwind tour of Ireland, meeting all the great people from overseas who now call Ireland their home. The host was interviewing a guest about how Ireland is now home to numerous different nationalities. Then he casually dropped this remark.
And I was like, where are you from? She goes, me man's from China and me dad's from Africa. I'm like, whoa, Ireland is unique now. We're mixed. Because I can imagine in 10 years' time, there's going to be Barack Obamas walking around, Beyoncé's and all, different sorts. Mixture of people. So the whites are going extinct here now, so we're taking over.
Wait, what?
The whites are going extinct here now, so we're taking over.
Hang on a minute. Was that supposed to be a joke? If so, I'm still waiting for the punchline. Does diversity mean all different colors and creeds living in harmony? Or does it mean no white people? Because if its biggest champions are saying the latter, that's somewhat concerning. If multiculturalism means people from all different cultures and backgrounds coexisting in peace, why are you singling out and excluding one specific ethnicity from that society? Really makes you think. If I made similar comments about any other ethnicity, I'd be monstered and demonized. Yet this is broadcast on Irish national television on a channel that gets 650,000 viewers a day. And no one bats an eyelid. TG4 TV posted a tweet promoting the show, but then hastily deleted it after being ratioed in the thread. They then tweeted it again, but this time blocked anyone from being able to comment. Almost like people aren't okay with virulent racism being thinly disguised as progressive virtue signaling. Perhaps that's why the capital, Dublin, was plastered with Clown World posters not so long ago.
Folks, you can find and share this, Paul Joseph Watson's latest at band.videoinfowars.com. The craziest part about all of this is that Ireland has never been anything but a colony. It's never colonized anybody. It's never gone and conquered anybody else. It's been the subject of England for hundreds of years. Still. And yet they're being punished. It's all hypocrisy.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals Hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's just jump right into it, shall we? We'll begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. The latest and most extreme escalation in the destruction of the unvaccinated. Colorado Springs woman's name inactive on UC Health kidney transplant list over vaccination status. An El Paso County woman says she will not be able to get a kidney transplant through UC Health because she's not vaccinated against COVID-19. Leilani Lutali learned of this after receiving a letter dated September 28th from the UC Health Transplant Center at its Anschutz Medical Campus. The transplant team at University of Colorado Hospital has determined that it's necessary to place you inactive on the waiting list, the letter said. You will be inactive on the list for non-compliance by not receiving the COVID vaccine. You have 30 days to begin the vaccination series. If your decision is to refuse COVID vaccine, then you will be removed from the kidney transplant list. In other words, sentenced to death. Yeah, that's right. You don't want to get vaccinated? I guess you have to die now. Unbelievable. And what do you say about this? Conform or die. That's literally what they're telling you. As if we don't know about the vaccine already. I mean, the latest from the vaccine shows that the efficacy declines to almost nothing after 6 months. Of course, we know that it takes, you know, several weeks to do the full vaccine procedure, and then they don't even consider you fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your last shot. So the first month or so doesn't really have that much effect. It runs out of effectiveness totally by 6 months, but for those 4 to 5 months in between, it doesn't actually stop you from getting it, doesn't stop you from transmitting it. It does potentially lessen some of the symptoms of COVID, but other than that, it's not really that effective. Plus, it has massive known side effects, a huge range of unknown side effects, blood clots, and various other very dangerous consequences from that. And, of course, the survival rate of COVID itself has something like 99.9%. Take all these together, and what you're left with is this is a psychological operation. This has nothing to do with health and safety. This has nothing to do with saving people's lives. This has to do with forcing people to comply. That's all this is. It's ineffective. It doesn't work. The disease itself is not that dangerous. But if you don't get the vaccine, I guess you just have to die then. I guess you'll just be denied any and all healthcare. In this case, the most extreme version of healthcare, the version where one of your organs is removed and replaced with another one, or else you'll die. Just unbelievable stuff. Very unbelievable, especially since you can't even donate blood if you get the vaccine. I wonder if you can donate a kidney if you get the vaccine. I wonder, you know, since you have the spike proteins that tend to coagulate things like the liver and the kidney, I wonder, wonder if livers and kidneys just aren't going to be available anymore because everybody with the vaccine will no longer be eligible to be an organ donor. I wonder if they've thought about any of this or if this is just some sort of sick satanic ritual by which you're either forced to comply or killed. Unbelievable stuff, and that should be the top story literally everywhere. Unbelievable. InfoWars.com has this headline. Google ordered by governments to track American searches. A report by Forbes has detailed how the U.S. governments are secretly issuing keyword warrants to Google, ordering the search engine to track and provide user data on anyone who searches specific names, addresses, or phone numbers. Forbes obtained the information via, quote, accidentally unsealed court documents, which showed the FBI and Department of Homeland Security may have used the method to track suspects. Jennifer Granick, a surveillance and cybersecurity counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union, warned that, quote, trawling through Google search history database enables police to identify people merely on what they might have been thinking about for whatever reason at some point in the past. This never-before-possible technique threatens First Amendment interests and will inevitably sweep up innocent people, Granick added, further warning that, quote, especially if the keyword terms are not unique and the time frame is not precise. To make matters worse, police are currently doing this in secret, which insulates the practice from public debate and regulation. Forbes notes that similar orders were served on Microsoft and Yahoo for their respective search engines. And so, of course, we know this is just another advancement in, yes, the destruction of the First Amendment. You want to peacefully protest? Well, you're a domestic terrorist. You want to search something on Google? Well, prepare to have your computer infiltrated and all of your information subject to warrantless search by the spy state that at this point is basically openly declaring war on you. I hope people wake up before it's too late. Oh, what's that? It's already too late? All right, well, moving on then. Senator Lindsey Graham booed after telling fundraiser attendees to, quote, think about getting vaccinated. Senator Lindsey Graham received pushback from his own supporters after his call for them to think about getting vaccinated against COVID-19 was met with a chorus of boos. The incident occurred at a fundraising event in the Somerville Country Club in Dorchester County. The senator then tried to convince the reluctant crowd by reasserting that 92% of those hospitalized in COVID-19 in South Carolina are unvaccinated. And of course, this was met with a chorus of, no, that's not true. That's false. You old, decrepit, feminine idiot. Not the worst thing Lindsey Graham has ever done. But hey, can we get rid of this guy already, please? For the love of God, why is he still around? Moving on to another story at InfoWars, Australians are now being mandated to provide police with geo-trackable selfies to prove that they're quarantining. We covered this story before, but now it's been rolled out in truth. In a move that again highlights how far towards a complete tyranny Australia has become in the wake of COVID, citizens are being mandated to provide geo-trackable selfies to police to prove they're staying at home. A report from Nine News in Australia details how people in Victoria are now required to respond to the authorities with 5 minutes of them randomly calling by sending a selfie of themselves at home. If they fail to respond, health goons are then sent to their address to dish out punishments. Quote, if they don't answer the door within 5 minutes, that's when the health ministry comes knocking, the reporter creepily said. And of course, there's lots of interesting things about this. I mean, obviously, from here they could go, look, it's too much trouble to force people to take selfies of themselves and send that and verify. We can already track all your cell phones. We already know where you all are already. So we're just going to bypass you and we'll just know where you are all the time. And if you leave where you're supposed to be, we'll track that and we'll come down on you. That could be it. It could just be, you know, it's a little bit easier, a little bit more psychologically beneficial to have the people actually participate in their own subjugation and actually provide the evidence necessary for their enslavement. And that way, it's sort of their fault too, isn't it? Interesting. InfoWars also has this story. Majority of English Football League players not fully vaccinated. According to a report by the BBC, slightly more than half of the players in English Football League have decided to not be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at this point. 49% of the players are fully vaccinated, up from 18% the previous month, the state reports. This after a very concerted effort to get these people vaccinated. The figures are interesting because high-performance athletes are obviously obsessed with health and fitness, yet despite all the bullying and pressure, a huge number of them have still refused to take the jab. Isn't it so very illustrating how, high-level athletes at the top of their game, as well as a huge proportion of healthcare providers, the people most interested, most concerned, and most knowledgeable about their own health are the ones who refuse to take the vaccine. Isn't that interesting? I think it is. CIA informants overseas, by the way, are getting killed, captured, or compromised by the dozens, according to media citing top secret cables. The agency's officials have reportedly been worried about losing too many informants recruited overseas, dozens of them having been killed or captured. The cable was sent to every CIA station and base around the world last week, according to this report by the New York Times, citing officials who'd seen the letter. The trouble, according to the report, is mission over safety, a speedy recruiting process, too much trust in sources, and undeserved promotions are all cited as processes that need to change. Hey, here's a process that could change. Let's just get rid of the CIA. Let's destroy the CIA. Let's smash it into a thousand parts and scatter it to the winds. Let's abolish the spy state. Let's charge these people with treason. Because, yeah, it's bad. It's pretty bad that you have the CIA recruiting people that are then captured and killed by our enemies because the CIA just doesn't care enough. But the other question is, what false information have they been providing? How many of these recruits and these informants that haven't been vetted and haven't been looked at then go and just talk to the enemy and say, hey, the CIA thinks I'm on their side. What false information can I give them? What information can I give you? How can we weaken the security of the United States even further? Thanks, CIA.
The engineers at BioPros are very excited to announce a major expansion of new products into the retail consumer market. Since their rollout of their first product almost a year ago, they've come out with four new products. BioDrain Pro, BioRV Pro, BioMarine Pro, and BioPorta Pro. For decades, oil companies and other major chemical corporations have been using patented, naturally occurring, specially bred bacteria to eat oil spills and other toxic waste disasters. That's how powerful these naturally occurring microbes are. The BioPro system is light years better than traditional enzymes that only work once. These bacteria begin to breed and live in your septic tank. And now it's available for the general public's use for the first time on the retail market, exclusively available at thebiopros.com.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Living Defense Plus, and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular, the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the third world and the first world. On its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. Total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. Continuing on here with our daily dispatch. I'm sure you're aware if you watch this program, but if you watch MSM, not sure how familiar you are with the reality that right now there's a sort of Mexican standoff going on in the seas to the south of China, with massive British, UK, Australian, Japanese flotillas basically squaring off with their Chinese counterparts. Well, now Japan says they're making preparations for a possible Chinese attack of Taiwan. Japan's foreign ministry said on Tuesday it would consider its options and make necessary preparations towards supporting Taiwan if China continues to ramp up its military intimidation of the island. Asked by reporters how Tokyo views Beijing's record-breaking flyovers over Taiwanese airspace in the recent days, Japanese Foreign Minister Motegi Toshimitsu said he hoped, quote, this matter is resolved peacefully between the two parties through direct talks. Motegi's comments on Taiwan mark a departure from the past by explicitly speaking of possible involvement and were also aimed at drawing international attention to the issue and pressing China, Reuters observed on Tuesday, citing the analysis of political experts. So we're on the cusp of nuclear war with China. Very interesting. They're like, maybe we can resolve this with talks. What are you going to resolve? China's like, we want that island, and we're going to take it from you with force. Like, yeah, maybe we can resolve this. Like, well, you're going to give them part of the island? You're just going to ask them nicely, and they're going to say no? They've literally threatened Japan with nuclear annihilation over Taiwan openly. So, unbelievable stuff. Thank God. You know, thank God we have the steady hand of Joe Biden on the tiller to guide us through perhaps one of the most tense international moments in our history. Thank God we don't have somebody, you know, like Donald Trump, who the Chinese actually feared. Great. A politically motivated abuse of power. That's the quote from GOP representatives raging at AG Garland's weaponization of the DOJ against dissenting parents, saying this was Republican Congressman for Colorado's 4th District, Ken Buck, penned an excellent reply for Garland's overreach, taking apart AG's weaponization of the DOJ point by point, saying, quote, your memorandum is politically motivated abuse of power and displays a lack of reasoned, sound judgment, confronting parents to oppose the views of the Biden administration and its socialist agenda. And I don't know exactly what the response of Attorney General Garland would be, but imagine with something like, oh, Mr. Buck, the things you're saying sound an awful lot like domestic terrorism. Yeah, oppose us, you are a domestic terrorist. That's the lesson that we're learning. It's like, oh, yes, but I wrote a letter. It's like, oh, the FBI is being weaponized in order to call concerned parents domestic terrorists and claim they don't have a right over their children's education. Maybe they'll take children away from parents who dare to try to assert their right of oversight over what's being taught to their children. And it's like, well, we better write a letter then. We better write a letter and shake our finger at them and say, you're not being very consistent here, sir. And maybe they'll be like, you know what? Parents calling parents domestic terrorists? Well, what were we thinking? Thank you so much for writing this letter and opening our eyes. We just didn't realize that we were being tyrannical psychopaths. Now, they wrote a letter. Okay, so everything's fine. They wrote a letter, all right? A letter has been written, and frankly, it pointed out their hypocrisy. So, problem solved. Unbelievable. InfoWars, again, has this website, this headline, rather. Who's running the show? Kerry tells French TV Biden literally not aware of international spat. President Joe Biden was, quote, literally not aware of the spat between the United States and France, which was ignited by the Biden administration's trilateral agreement with the UK and Australia over the exchange of submarine technology, according to climate envoy John Kerry. Sorry, can I say that again? Climate envoy John Kerry. Yeah. It's an official government position occupied by John Kerry. Climate envoy. Great. He's an envoy to the climate. Good. He mediates talks between the United States government and the ice on Antarctica. The spat was so bad that French President Emmanuel Macron briefly recalled his ambassadors to the U.S. Yes, recalled his ambassadors for the first time ever in the history of the French-American relations, which goes all the way back to before America was even a country. Amazing, isn't it? Under Donald Trump, we are shaking hands with our most entrenched and embattled enemies. And under President Joe Biden, he's not even aware that he's infuriated our oldest and most steadfast ally. It's good to have the adults back in the room. I'm so glad that, you know, Joe Biden, whose number one, you know, qualification was his international relationships, you know. Thank goodness we have him in charge, the batty old coot. John Kerry said, quote, Biden asked me, he said, what's the situation? And I explained, you're president, Joe. You're the president of the United States. Do you not remember? Sorry, no, he said he had not been aware of that. He literally had not been aware of what had transpired, Kerry said in an interview broadcast on French television. Literally not aware that it had transpired, because see, they're operating as American Democrats. They're in a position where they just do whatever the hell they want, and there are no negative consequences for them ever at all. Oh, should I consider how this is going to make somebody else feel? If they don't like it, I will call them domestic terrorists and destroy them. If it's another country, then who cares, right? The international relations, everybody's convinced that, I'm a genius. So it's just, we'll just do whatever the hell we want. The media will never hold us to account. Nobody international will ever hold us account. Nobody domestically can possibly hold us to account. We call them terrorists and we arrest them for peacefully protesting. This is the world we're creating, folks. Hope you're comfortable. Almost 200,000 COVID-19 testing kits recalled due to manufacturing issues that delivered false positives. Elume, a Australian company that supplied over 3.5 million FDA-approved COVID-19 testing kits to the U.S., has now recalled nearly 200,000 of them due to unspecified manufacturing issue that resulted in false positives. Elume CEO Dr. Sean Parsons said the company noticed the false positive results from specific product lots in recent weeks and isolated the cause. However, the company declined to elaborate on what was causing the problem, citing trade secrets. Yeah, it's a trade secret that it doesn't work. There's no reason to think that it would. It's just, you know, literally everybody could just do this at home. In fact, my wife a couple weeks ago was feeling a little sick, thought, you know, I'm better safe than sorry. Better go, maybe I'll get one of those home testing kits from CVS or something. And then you just search it. It's like report after report of just like, yeah, we tested the tap water and I tested the iced tea and they both came back positive. And we tested our dog and that was positive. These don't work and there's no point in buying them. It's just, you can only imagine 200,000. You imagine 200,000 people like being like ventilated when they don't even have COVID. Tesla, the company, ordered to pay $137 million to black elevator operator who claimed he endured racial taunts. Tesla has been ordered to pay $137 million to a black contract employee who worked as an elevator operator for a temporary staffing agency for 9 months and claims after not being hired full time by Tesla and hiring an attorney that he was called the N-word. No witnesses could corroborate the black employee's story of being called the N-word, and he himself acknowledged that along with other workers, the N-word was usually thrown around by staffing agencies at the staffing agency by African-American employees in a friendly manner. Wasn't that nice? An elevator operator. $137 million because he claimed without evidence that someone called him a naughty word. America, we're retarded.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now. The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world, and it's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force a collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Finishing up here with the Daily Dispatch, quote, not supposed to happen. U.S. state with highest vaccination rate sees surge, record surge in COVID cases. Vermont, the state with the highest vaccination rate in the United States, is experiencing a China virus surge at levels not seen since the pandemic's peak last winter. The number of cases in Vermont is at a record level. Hospitalizations are close to the records notched last winter, and the state recorded the deadliest day and the second deadliest month of the pandemic in September. Well, clearly, I mean, I think it's obvious because I've been told this and I've done no research of myself that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If I had to baselessly assert something, I'd say that this is the unvaccinated people's faults. In late August, 4 of 10 of the cases of COVID-19 in Vermont were among vaccinated people. Oh, shoot, darn, never mind. According to a letter signed by 90 employees of the Vermont Health Department, including state epidemiologist Patsy Kelso. So not exactly a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Just time and time again, And whether it's U.S. states or countries across the world, we see over and over the most highly vaccinated places experiencing massive, massive spikes in COVID. Now, if you were a thinking, logical human being, that might make you question whether the vaccine was effective whatsoever. And of course, the inevitable answer to that would be no. No, it doesn't look like it is. So there you go. Numerous Chinese manufacturers are working only one day a week as China faces an economic crisis. 20 out of 31 provinces roll out electricity rationing. China's manufacturing, which when you read that, read America manufacturing, because that's where all of our stuff is made, is shrinking faster than China or the media will let on. Mixed with the corporate and government solvency issues in the trillions, the country is wasting, is facing a financial crisis. There may be more to this than just the electricity shortages we've been hearing about before. Per recent information that the Gateway Pundit received from inside China, manufacturing concerns in some areas like Dongguan near Shenzhen and across from Hong Kong are down to working 3 days a week or less. But it might actually be worse. According to the South China Post, China's army of small and medium-sized manufacturers have been hit hard by the nationwide power crisis, with output slashed and sweltering working conditions taking their toll, while panic buying of raw material and goods is becoming commonplace over fears prices are set to soar. Wow, just one of those things that nobody foresaw coming, and nobody could have prevented. Oh, just one of these natural consequences. I say, hoping the sarcasm is readily apparent, as this is exactly what everybody said was going to happen who was actually paying attention and arguing against the pointless lockdowns. But yes, folks, it's starting in China, but the ripples will be felt here momentarily as we find ourselves unable to keep things on the shelves. It's really incredible. In fact, the Weather Channel put out an alert yesterday saying your heating bill is going up. Natural gas prices in the U.S. have more than doubled since last year. And they say, here's why. I wonder why they say that's happening. I wonder what their excuse is. Why? Why is natural gas prices going up? Maybe it's because this is a purposeful shutdown, a la hack attack via the Rockefeller Foundation. European natural gas prices, meanwhile, have surged 40% in the past 24 hours. 40% surge, this at least apparent in the Netherlands. The collapse is happening. The shutdown is happening. War with China is oncoming, and not receiving the vaccine will not just get you fired. It may kill you at this point. That, I guess, is a nice little summation of our Daily Dispatch. Really, really incredible stuff. Wild, wild, unprecedented, bizarre, and obvious attacks on all the people of the world by a very small cabal of ruthless billionaires who have openly announced that their intention is to totally enslave you and impose a system of neo-feudalism with a stratified economy where the lower caste is kept owning nothing, completely propertyless, and kept in their place, prevented from upward mobility by debt. It's not that complicated. Pretty simple, in fact. There's so much more to talk about. You know, the so-called whistleblower, the Facebook whistleblower has come out. It's amazing. It's like you log on Twitter today, and it feels like you're in 2008 here on InfoWars. We always say tomorrow's news today. It's more like next decade's news today at this point, as the Facebook whistleblower gets up and is like, the Facebook algorithm is trained to increase dopamine by activating dopamine receptors in the brains of the users to get them addicted. It's just like, oh wow, wow, what a groundbreaking whistleblower. Wow, she's blowing the lid off of Facebook. Like, we've known this since 2008. Lady, nobody is surprised by this. Literally nothing she said has been a secret. This is how you can tell if somebody's a whistleblower or not. Have they actually blown the whistle? Have they actually shown anything that everybody didn't know already? You're not a whistleblower, you're a stooge. When you get a 60 Minutes special on you and then the very next day are asked to testify in front of the Senate and are simply suggesting that the government have more power and have more regulation over free speech, and that Facebook be even more censorious as they crack down on what they deem as misinformation. You're not a whistleblower. You're a stooge. You're a useful idiot for powers that you possibly can't even comprehend. But it's just the latest and a long series of these just fabricated kabuki theater congressional hearings where some idiot lady gets up and just spouts off whatever the elite cabal tells her to, and everybody acts like it's a very very serious whistleblower. Oh my gosh, oh wow, she's blowing the lid. Wow, she's putting herself in danger. No, she's putting herself in danger. You want to know something hilarious? This whistleblower, blowing the whistle on Facebook. Oh, this guy, she's got Facebook trembling, doesn't she? You can watch that video on Facebook. Meanwhile, yesterday, very same day, Project Veritas came out with an undercover video showing Pfizer vaccine scientist telling the truth about the Pfizer vaccine. You can't see that video on Facebook. That's how you can tell it's real. That's how you know it's legitimate. If Facebook allows the Facebook whistleblower on their site, but not the Project Veritas whistleblowers on their site, that tells you everything you need to know about how legitimate this ridiculous puppet show truly is. Puppet show might be the best way to put that. Meanwhile, official in UK calls protesters criminals and will toughen the laws against the disruptions they create. British Home Secretary Priti Patel fought back Tuesday against protesters, promising harsher laws and penalties for the criminals and their disruptive demonstrations. Multiple times during last month, protesters with the group Insulate Britain, which wants homes to be more energy efficient, have glued themselves to the highway pavement and stopped traffic by sitting in the middle of roads and bridges. Patel called the protesters criminals and said the government could close down the legal loopholes they use. Freedom of protest is a fundamental right, she says, but it must be within the law, she said during the Conservative Party's annual conference Tuesday. Of course, Insulate Britain are just like, they're just the renamed Extinction Rebellion, which is simply a astroturfed, well-funded, basically privatized George Soros, activist arm with a bunch of, professional activists who get paid to go out and, do outrageous stuff and, cause a bunch of trouble and have absolutely no legitimate concerns or, goals in place whatsoever. It's a bunch of just like, middle-aged hippies. Being paid by a Hungarian unrepentant Nazi billionaire to shut down highways and cause a bunch of trouble. And now the government is imposing anti-free speech laws as a consequence. Well done. Well done, you utter incompetent morons. Hopefully, you know, something is done about them. I was actually surprised at that, considering that every time Insulate Britain actually holds or Extinction Rebellion holds one of these little faux protests, one of these little fabricated play acting events that they engage in. Literally, I have video where they're sitting there. There's a bank and they're just smashing the bank's windows. It's like some middle-aged woman smashing the bank's windows and the cops are just standing there watching them do it, just letting them do it. Just letting them carry on. Like, you go out and wave a sign that says, you know, I don't want to wear a mask. They'll slam you to the ground. They'll rub your face in the cement. They'll fill your eyes with dirt. Like, they'll destroy you if you dare to actually protest something that's actually an abuse of your human rights. But if you want to go and get, you know, paid $15 an hour to be a freaking moron protesting the weather, then, you know, you get all, everything.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
My business model is very, very simple. I want to bring you products that work really, really well at affordable prices that are competitive so that you'll shop with us. And so we form a relationship so we're able to stay on air and fight the globalist and have good products that make us healthy, make us wiser, that boost our immune system. And that's what we've done. Now, one area of the immune system we don't talk enough about is deep restful sleep. You can look it up for yourself. The effects of deep restful sleep on health and the immune system. And so with everything we're doing out there to boost our immune system with vitamin D and zinc and all of it, that's great. But deep restful sleep is just as important, maybe more important. So InfoWarsStore.com now can announce 50% off on our best-selling product, Down and Out, that just came back in after 4 months being sold out. It's 50% off. It's super strong. So be careful with it. If you want deep restful sleep, this will do it. Everybody loves it. 5 stars. InfoWarsStore.com. Down and Out. Now back in stock. 50% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. Welcome back to American Journal. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I can take it anymore. I don't know if I don't know. I don't know what to say here. I don't know how stupid Americans really are. Like the average American or leftist Americans, like if you can't see what's going on right now, I don't know if you deserve help. Like, I don't know, man. Just everything from every different angle. They're literally just sending the FBI after parents who protest the school boards. They're denying vaccinated people organ transplants to save their lives from not getting vaccinated against a disease that has a 99.9% survival rate. Like, I know you've heard all this, and we just say it over and over because it has to get through. It's just like we're trying to hammer this home. We're trying, hopefully somebody hasn't heard this before. Maybe somebody's like, wait, what? 99.9% survival rate? I've never heard of that. Maybe they can look that up. Maybe they can see how ridiculous and outrageous it is, everything that's going on in this country. But no, instead you get people bragging about it, celebrating it, not seeming to be able to comprehend the dystopian, hellish world that they're creating for everybody. There's that guy, Ron Flipowski or whatever his name is, where he's like, yeah, all of the employees from, I can't remember where he's talking about. He's like, all of the employees of this one industry, ended up getting the vaccine when they were told they'd be fired if they didn't. I guess, your Facebook article isn't quite as powerful of a motivator as getting fired from your job. It's like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess putting a gun to somebody's head, telling them you'll fire them from their job, right? Just eliminate you from your job. You'll also not be able to get unemployment benefits. So what? You'll be homeless. You'll starve. You'll have to sell all of your stuff. Everything you've worked for over the decades that you've given to this company will be stripped away from you. Maybe your retirement fund will be gone too. Maybe we'll just destroy your entire life for not going along with us. And look at that. They went along with us. What do you know? Just like, yeah, gee. Oh, very, very clever of you. You're so clever. You're so smart. How did you get to be so smart? Turns out that telling people that you'll destroy their lives if they don't comply, they tend to comply. Wow, you figured it out. Amazing. Do you have any idea the type of world that you're creating? Any idea at all? Unbelievably, it's just mind-blowing this is going on. And it's just like, it's being reported. It's not being hidden. They're bragging about it. I mean, the story about the woman being denied an organ transplant is on the top of Washington Post. Hospital system says it will deny transplants to the unvaccinated in almost all situations. All situations, you will be denied the most, in some cases, vital of healthcare. Do we really want to get into this sort of stuff? I mean, because this seems to be the only option at this point, is take all of the rules that they've made now and force them to play by them. It may not be possible anymore because we have utterly and completely failed to actually fix our electoral system, which was broken irreparably by the very same virus that these same people released on the earth. I mean, my God, it's the same people that created the virus, that released the virus, that imposed the lockdowns, that crashed the economy, that forced the mail-in ballots, that made it easy to cheat in the election. It's all the same people. It's all the same program. It's also absurdly obvious. I shouldn't have to be here. I shouldn't have to explain any of this. Everybody in America should be in the streets. Cities should be burning. Nooses should be swinging. Like, this is the situation that we're in. I can't imagine what I would do if I was sitting there on the waiting list, probably maybe waiting for years. You know how long it takes to find a suitable organ transplant? Maybe for years I've been sitting suffering with some, deadly disease, rotting my insides, desperate for some decent person to offer up their kidney and save my life, to be told that because I won't take an experimental mRNA vaccine, untested, unapproved, to this day, not FDA approved, never been tested, long-term test, of course, never been even considered at this point. Meanwhile, every other vaccine for the history of the world, especially ones that have been mandated, were never mandated until 16 years in some cases after they've been fully approved, fully tested, done the long-term studies, and been used voluntarily by people for many, many years with minimal side effects. Of course, we can get into that as well. But that's the normal standard for vaccinations. This vaccination, just rip away all standards, force somebody to get it, and then you're going to tell me you basically sentenced me to death? Well, guess what? If that happens to me, I'm not just going to go quietly. I'm not just going to, like, fall away to the wayside. Same thing with the FBI being sent after school boards. You think if I figure out that school board is telling my child that he's inherently evil, segregating his class and then taking all the white kids over to tell them how bad they are while you take the black kids over to celebrate their history and their heritage, or telling him that, you know, that he might actually be a girl, but don't tell your dad that we told you this. Oh, and then I learned that the FBI is going to be surveilling me and be listening to my conversation and maybe be trying to infiltrate any groups I might be a part of. Guess what? I'm not going to be a part of any groups anymore. I'm not going to – certainly not going to threaten anybody. Heavens no. My anger hasn't gone away. My fury hasn't gone away. My rage and my desire for retribution hasn't gone away. I'll just be a little bit more quiet this time. I'll just – do what I need to do without telling anybody, without giving the FBI the time to step in and try to frame this as a victory of theirs. This is the situation they're creating. This is the natural human response to tyranny. This is what they're setting up. They could have respect for their fellow human beings. They could actually listen to Americans when they use their First Amendment right for free speech and demand that their rights and their privileges as citizens are upheld. It's just like, again, I've talked about it before, but just the way the stories work, we are aware that today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000 foreigners have poured across our border. It's still happening day in, day out, just because we don't have any stories about it right now, just because the mainstream media and the legacy media aren't, sounding their sirens and crying bitter crocodile tears at the poor ill treatment that these people are facing. So it just sort of goes by the wayside. It's still happening. Like, we're still being invaded. We're still being destroyed. We're still being infiltrated. We're still being subverted. All of this is still going on. It's just from every different direction. It's just we don't have enough hours in the day to enumerate the various ways that a very select group of people with names and addresses, what they're engaged in to destroy this country from the inside. I mean, it's just happening continuously and endlessly. And it seems like it's not that far of a stretch to feel like everything this government is doing is singularly focused on destroying the fabric of America and destroying anybody that actually understands and wants to uphold the constitutional rights that they're given. And whether this is by completely destroying our relationships with foreign powers in a way that, you know, people acted like Donald Trump did. Donald Trump never had the French recall their ambassadors. They never let China do multiple flyovers day in and day out over their stated and intended target of destruction. So, I mean, whether it's war with China, whether it's civil war, whether it's just quietly, in the darkness, scooping up patriots and jailing them for years, there's still people sitting in the jail from January 6th, rotting in solitary confinement. They're still being picked up to this day. Never went in the Capitol, never did anything violent, didn't have any guns or weapons, didn't ever tell anybody else to do anything violent. Completely innocent people punished for months and months and months on end. Is any of this getting through to anybody? Does anybody want to stop and just take a single damn second to look at what the hell's going on in this world and realize that none of this is accidental? None of this is unavoidable. None of this was unexpected. All of this is a plan. All of it has been foretold. All of it is coming to pass exactly as we have told you and as, hell, John the Revelator told you 2,000 years ago. It's all one singular push to destroy you. And people are just like, yeah, it's great. It's great. It's going so well. We got the vaccine. You know, we're welcoming diversity. You know, and it's just like, they're just awash in blood. They're just awash in blood. Their own eyes are falling out of their own heads. And they're just like, this is wonderful. This is great. My grandchildren are going to be despised minorities in their own countries, denied every right that my forefathers fought and died to give them. It's progressive. It's good. We're moving to a good place now. Isn't that nice? It's just like, oh, and I'm supposed to treat you with respect. I'm supposed to value your input. You're a mind-controlled, zombified moron. You deserve nothing but to be conquered and put down for your own good, politically.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki scuttles around drawing in her prey so that she can suck the life out of free speech.
We've seen Mark Zuckerberg, we've seen Jack Dorsey now testify before Congress multiple times, and I've heard it said that YouTube is getting a pass. Do you think you should be up there testifying?
Well, I think we do get a lot of scrutiny.
Russian Foreign Ministry denounces aggression that aims to silence RT after YouTube bans two German language channels for talking about natural immunity existing. That's like saying RT is banned for saying birds fly in the sky or grass is green.
Would Google ever leave Russia like it left China?
I think we really want to make sure that we're working and serving audiences as much as we possibly can.
The web of YouTube has more than 1 billion users who watch more than 1 billion hours of video every day.
It wasn't hard to see them slowly censoring starting 4 years ago. But even if you slowly censor, pretty soon, even if you slowly drink a glass of water, pretty soon you're at the bottom of the glass. It's old dinosaur media working with big tech that's owned by the big banks that owns big pharma. And big pharma is their system to assault us and to depopulate us, to sterilize us. They all go together.
We're going to recommend companies that we know have a long tradition of delivering reliable news.
Dr. Gupta mentioned about, you know, not putting masks on kids. That's not effective, not necessary.
That, YouTube told the Wall Street Journal, violated the consensus of local and global health authorities regarding the efficacy of masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A DeSantis spokesman told Fox News, YouTube's action is another blatant example of big tech attempting to silence those who disagree with their woke corporate agenda, noting the panel featured world-renowned scientists from Oxford, Stanford, and Harvard.
Resolution before the Clark County Commission today would declare all misinformation and disinformation related to the coronavirus a public health crisis, potentially clearing the way for more concrete policies to come. The resolution does not define what misinformation is, but says that the practice has significantly undermined public health efforts and created a culture of mistrust.
Listen, banning all anti-vaccine content, it's not going to be easy. It's a complicated content moderation problem because anti-vaxxers are very good at evading the platforms. And so we're just going to have to wait to see how well they do.
And so before they launched COVID-19 on us, they got control of all the major health departments of the world except a few. They put out the lie that it didn't come out of the Wuhan lab. They put out all those lies. They sold all that propaganda. And when people tried to speak out against it, prominent doctors, prominent scientists, the heads of their fields, Nobel Prize winners, they were universally censored and blocked out and blacked out.
YouTube has now banned any COVID vaccine videos that don't succumb to the narrative, including Dr. Joseph Mercola and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who they claim are partially responsible for the skepticism contributing to the slowing vaccination rates across the country.
Back at home in the United States, the newspapers are saying that I came here today to speak to about 5,000 Nazis. But I look at this crowd and I see the opposite of Nazism. People who want open government. People who want leaders that are not going to lie to them. We want health officials who don't have financial entanglements with the pharmaceutical industry, who are working for us and not Big Pharma. You are not going to take away our freedoms. You are not going to poison our children. We are going to demand our democracy. democracy back. Thank you all very much for fighting.
YouTube stated its tyrannical demands, saying specifically content that falsely alleges that approved vaccines are dangerous and cause chronic health effects, claims that vaccines do not reduce transmission or contraction of the disease, or contain misinformation on the substances contained in vaccines, will be removed. This would include content that falsely says that approved vaccines cause autism, cancer, or infertility, or that substances in the vaccines contract those who receive them. If you want to talk about adverse reactions in the measles or chickenpox vaccine, then the ban is non-existent. Just don't dare utter a word.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world, and it's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund be the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. One of the biggest stories this week, which it's really not a story at all. I should say one of the biggest, I don't know, fabricated puppet shows of the week is this Facebook whistleblower. So-called whistleblower, again, has not revealed anything that we didn't already know. Her big revelations are what the corporate heads of Facebook openly talked about as early as 2008, maybe even earlier, maybe 2004. It's around the time when they made it perfectly clear that their algorithms were designed to maximize dopamine response in the brains of their users in order to keep them addicted to the website. Wow, she said that. Like, she says that in front of the students. We're like, what? I can't believe it. And she's like, okay, well, then you're dumb and uninformed. Like, I don't know what to tell you if you don't know this is what they're doing. What you really should know is the true purpose of this, that this isn't just Facebook. Like, we need to keep people on the site. How do we figure out how to do that? Well, the algorithms show that if we make the like button make a sound, it keeps people on. Like, it's not just this very, like, surface level, just like, we need to make money with advertisement. Like, that's not what it's about. First of all, Facebook was founded and created by DARPA. It replaced the Pentagon's LifeLog project that closed down the exact same day that Facebook opened up with the exact same methods and purpose of existence, to catalog and document your every interest in every movie you watch, every book you read, and all of your friends that you had. See, they were, the Pentagon was doing this and creating a file on you and creating a dossier on every American. Then they decided, oh, we can just let Americans do it themselves. But you have to understand what it really is when they're talking about using algorithms to maximize dopamine releases or whatever you want to talk about. It's just a sort of one step removed system that we talked about yesterday with a note, with an electric node in your brain that controls you through radio waves. That's all this is. It's hormonal manipulation. It's the same thing that happens when you put atrazine in the water. It's the same thing that happens when you have mercury in your diet and you lower your testosterone and you lower the likelihood that you're going to go with your gut, or the likelihood that you're going to be fair and, you know, unemotional in your decisions. That's things that testosterone regulates, and a lower testosterone means you're both more scared, frightened, submissive, and more aggressive and angry. That's what happens when you have lower testosterone. Higher testosterone makes you much more calm and reasonable. And it doesn't mean that you're more likely to encourage, you know, violent retribution against somebody. It actually shows that you're more likely to be fair. The higher your testosterone, the more fair your decisions are. Those scientific studies have shown that. They've also shown that mercury lowers testosterone in birds. In fact, the headline from, I think it was like Scientific American or National Geographic, they have a headline that's like, mercury in seabirds causes homosexual activity. Are the frogs in the water. Those are just hormones. Testosterone, estrogen, dopamine are all hormones. It's the way that we see the world. It's the filter through which we perceive reality. Reality is there. It's true whether we see it or not. It's present and it has a metaphysical reality that's constant. But then once it hits our brains, how we interpret that is determined by our hormones. Same way that, you know, when you first start getting together with the opposite sex, your hormones are actually firing on these massive levels that are more intense than they'll ever be for the rest of your life. So it feels that much more intense. Your reality is shaped by your hormonal responses to the situation that you're in. Mercury poisoning makes male birds homosexual. That's the headline. What's that from? I can't see the publication. New Scientist. So not InfoWars. So not a conspiracy theory website. No, just a scientific reality. That is the case. So whether it's through chemical, you know, in the water, fluoride or anything else, or whether it's through, a node in your head, an electrical pulse being sent to stimulate certain nerve endings within your brain, or whether it's, through your own participation through a website, that's specifically algorithmically engineered in order to maximize your dopamine receptors. These are all just various ways of manipulating your hormones, which is to manipulate the very way that you see the world, which is just another aspect of perception manipulation. This is all just very pretty simple stuff. And, you know, it's easy to be a bad person. Like, it's really not hard to give in to your desires. It's not hard to, like, here's my question. Do you think it'd be easier to raise a child that was pure and innocent, or easier to raise a child that is degenerate and perverted? What do you think the easier one to do is? You think it's easier to be virtuous or easier to be lascivious? Like, it's not an achievement to give in to temptation. That's all any of this is. It's not, you know, hard to give in to the addiction of Facebook. It's hard to stay away from those things. It's hard to live a pure life. It's hard to not give in to rage and to, you know, turn the other cheek. But we've been convinced now that, like, no, if it's easy and if it makes you feel good, it is good. Therefore, do it. Well, is it easier to destroy a civilization or to build one? Is it easier to use your power in the way that it's intended and to not abuse it? Or is it a little bit easier just to abuse your power? Do you get a little bit more benefits to abuse your power? Like, this is the metaphysical reality that people have to deal with, is that the truth is like disguised in a way. Like, it always seems like doing the bad thing is easier and more beneficial, right? If you could steal something and get away with it, well, sure, you've done a bad thing, but you have the thing that you've stolen. You've gained from that. You've benefited from your little trick, and seems like it'd be a good thing. If you, are given a chance to undercut your buddy and betray him and, you know, get some sort of reward for that, seemingly on the surface, that would be the best thing for you to do in your individual life. But the reality is that in a very weird way, the more moral you are, the better that you do in the long term, not in the short term, in the long term. And you got to think of the long term. So all this is just to say that we are in a world that is obsessed with manipulation and control, that is concerned only with the short-term gain. And in fact, it's not that the people are necessarily that concerned with the short-term gain. It's that the people on top are concerned in extremely long-term gain, which is why their plans go on for centuries, you know, decades, if not centuries, in advance. They're laying down the groundwork for things that will come to fruition 10 or 20 years from now. And they want everybody else to not even be able to think about tomorrow. Just be obsessed with today. Just be tuned in on today and get what you can get today. And doesn't matter what consequences it'll have. Doesn't matter what effects this will, you know, bring about in this society as a whole. Because we know that if, you know, if one person starts cheating, everybody else is kind of stupid to not start cheating. And then all the rules fall apart and then we end up in the situation, that we're in now. So this is all just a very, very carefully designed and, honestly, you know, admirably well rolled out plan to enslave Americans to their own interest. And by manipulating hormones, you're able to, destroy all of the very hard work that our forefathers have done. All of the not giving in to their basest impulses. Not, you know, doing whatever feels good at that particular moment. Instead, waylaying that pleasure and actually building a civilization and building a form of freedom that everybody can actually thrive in. That's all being deliberately destroyed through this type of manipulation, and this Facebook whistleblower is just the latest. And we'll expose who her controllers are on the other side.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. Total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock.
50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them. They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number right now. If you want to give us a call, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. Also going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. You can save up to 50% off some of our top-selling products before they're sold out. That includes, of course, the fantastic new Brain Force Ultra, a really top-notch product that I find myself taking more and more. I should probably calm down on that because it is incredibly powerful, and I really need to get sleep at night. But I suggest you try it out. It gives you incredible energy and focus, and is right now, I believe, is that 25% off since it's back in stock. We sold out in 3 days last time when it was 50% off. But if you were slacking back then and didn't get in fast enough to get your Brain Force Ultra, now is the time to do it. The InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. Please do support this singular media outlet actually pointing out the outrageous absurdities taking place on every other channel. Speaking of, here's the story, actually a great story from the Daily Wire. Facebook whistleblower is leftist activist repped by lawyer for whistleblower behind Trump impeachment. So do you remember the Trump impeachment? Do you remember Alexander Vindman? Do you remember Eric Chiaramella? Do you remember, I don't even remember her name. Who was the lady that lied about being raped by Kavanaugh? Who was the lady that Blasey Ford, Christine Blasey Ford or something, who just baselessly made up a lie about something that happened 30 years ago to destroy a man's career and reputation and hopefully, you know, get a little bit of a political bonus by keeping him off of the Supreme Court? Look at that witch. I mean, do we not know? Are we not aware that this is just what they do? Like this, they have it so easy now. And I guess it's just because the mainstream media is just that castrated. Like they're just that controlled that they know they can do literally whatever they want. But like they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, it would be like just imagine instead of this woman, Frances Haugen or whatever her name is, like they could literally just like send Jen Psaki up there and just be like, this is Jen Psaki. She's a Facebook whistleblower and she's here to tell us how Facebook doesn't censor enough. The mainstream media would just be like, yeah, Jen Psaki, she's worked at Facebook for several years and, you know, she's really concerned about what's going on. And really, I think, you know, we need to have respect for her because of how much we respect whistleblowers. Like this is the level that we're at now to where you could go out to your and be like, wait, Jen Psaki, no, she's the White House lady. She's the White House spokeslady. That's not a whistleblower from Facebook. And people would be like, sweetie, it's a whistleblower from Facebook that is really like we need to listen to and we need to do whatever she says, I think. Like it's that obvious. I mean, this is just, it's like Plato's cave, and it's like you're sitting there going, these are shadows. And somebody else is like, no, these aren't shadows. This is the real world. This is the real world. And it's like, no, if I crane my head a little, I can see the light source and I can see the guys making the hand motions. Those are the shadows coming from there. So people are like, no, no. The shadows are real. The shadows are real life, and we have to listen to what the shadows say and do whatever the shadows tell us to do. They're not shadows. They're real. They're real beings on the wall. It's all legitimate. None of this is fake. None of this is fabricated. None of this is one big puppet show carried out by people who hate us in order to deceive us into giving up our own freedoms. What a ridiculous conspiracy theory you have there. It couldn't be more obvious. It literally could not be. I mean, unless it was like, this mysterious old man, Jose Biden is a whistleblower, for Facebook. It's just like Joe Biden in a mustache, just being like, we need to regulate Facebook more. And somebody else is like, well, you're very brave. First of all, I want to thank you for the bravery that you're showing for coming out here today. I know it's not easy. Meanwhile, it's just like millions of dollars going into his bank account. It's just like GoFundMes with like tens of thousands of dollars pouring in. He's getting book deals. Netflix is making a documentary about it. It's just like, the entire system just like fully supports and pumps up and promotes this obvious fraud. Meanwhile, real whistleblowers, people with Project Veritas, people with WikiLeaks, people who are just doing this research anyway, their cars explode while they're driving down the road. The people in charge talk about drones striking them. The media universally with a single voice condemns the actions they do. They don't get a hearing in front of the Senate. They don't get a special on 60 Minutes. Because this is all fabricated. This is all, it's almost just like, I wonder if it's one of their strategies. Just be like so outrageous that like their enemies don't even know, like I don't even know how to confront this. Because it's just like, it's so obvious. I feel like the woman in Jonestown standing up and being like, we don't have to kill ourselves. Everybody else is just like, shut up, you coward. We have to kill ourselves. This is revolutionary suicide we're engaged in here. And it's just like, all right, I guess that's the situation that we're in. Like, here we are. It's just, I'm just a body now in there with all the rest of them. Hey, I've got the right style, don't I? Unbelievable. So this woman, Frances Haugen, this stooge, this useful idiot, this puppet, this marionette, is a far left Democrat, has a record of donations, history of fundraising and raising issues about purported bias while at previous employers. This woman is just a cancer everywhere she goes. She also is working with Democrat operatives to roll out her complaint and has the same lawyers as the anonymous Ukraine whistleblower whose allegations led to Donald Trump's impeachment, but who reportedly turned out to be then Vice President Joe Biden's top advisor on the country, Eric Chiaramella. In a previous role at Pinterest, Frances Haugen was behind a recent change to give the users the option to filter searches to specific skin tones. At Gigster, she gave a talk on how, quote, if we don't build with an eye towards inclusion, we can end up enshrining bias. In 2015, she complained that Google was not inclusive enough of women, saying, quote, I didn't realize the way I had been worn down by being a woman in tech. The last team I was on at Google, I had a transsexual engineering director, and as a result, we had more transsexual women than cis women on our team, which also says something sad about the number of women in tech. It certainly says something sad. It certainly says something very sad about the entire state of tech in general. It also answers some questions you might have, like, why is the world going to hell? Why is everything the big tech companies do seem to be exactly what you would expect a company run by demons to do? Why is that? Gee, I wonder. And it's just like some tranny running the engineering department is just like, I'm going to hire all of my transsexual friends because they're more enlightened than everybody else. And I'm never going to hire white men ever again because I'm diverse and I love inclusivity. It's just like, okay, so we're all just stupid demons, I understand. And by we, I mean you. You people. You're all stupid demons. Quote, you don't see them in major tech companies, and when you do see them in major tech companies, you see them in places that are in support roles like marketing or perhaps sales. I think that's a problem. It's funny, whenever I see women in tech, they're sitting in front of the Senate complaining, whining, telling everybody how they need to change everything they do to benefit them. And they're sitting there telling us stuff we've known about for 20 years, acting as if they're revealing something, and really they're just the unwitting stooges of a military spy state control grid that's using you to fabricate the manufactured popular consent in order to bring about the tyrannical measures that they were going to implement anyway. That's what I see right now, interestingly, when I'm looking at this. But I think the problem is probably white men. I think probably if we wanted to get down to the bottom of why literally everything is collapsing into failure simultaneously, I'd have to say it's probably because there's probably too many white men. That's what I've been told.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees, because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVID Land and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong, and we are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All All right, welcome back, folks. Let's go directly out to your phone calls. We have Terrence in Virginia that wants to talk about vaccines and advanced technology. Thanks for calling in, Terrence. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harry? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. My question is, do you find it a coincidence that the UFO disclosure stated?
You're fading out there, Terrence. If you can talk clearly into your directly into your phone, I want to make sure I get what you're saying. Can you say that again?
Oh, well, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Do you find it a coincidence that the UFO disclosures have disappeared, and now we're finding out about the graphene oxide? I don't think so. I think we've been hit with advanced technology. Are you familiar with acoustic levitation?
Yes, yeah, acoustic levitation, sure.
Yes, they use the power of sound to lift objects, and scientists have figured out that the ancient civilizations have used this to lift heavier objects. And guess what graphene oxide does?
What?
Amplify sound.
Mm.
So, in other words, if you see humans levitating or hear about that, they're probably the culprit. And are you familiar with quantum locking?
Yes. Yeah. Where you combine or you basically clone a single particle so it can exist in two different spaces at one time and they're linked together.
No. I saw on this video that this dude he took a hockey puck and stuck it in liquid nitrogen and it completely froze, and he put it on top of a magnet, and it stayed completely still, like in suspended animation.
Mm.
The only way it moved was he put it on a magnetic track, and it moved like one of those bullet trains or maglev or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it moved really fast, and that got me to thinking that they're showing us not only how aliens how UFOs move, but there it also might have connections to Project Bluebeam.
Mm.
It might have just like it has connections to the Magneto protein. And if you get Dr. Stephen Greer on your show, he might shed more light on that. And in 1954, NASA has already mastered anti-gravity technology. So what do you think about it?
I think the technology that they have access to is really incredible. And you're right, the people that have control of this technology are not very interested in using it to help humanity, but rather use it to enslave humanity. It's a fascinating rabbit hole to go down. Antarctica is where most of it is centered. Actually, I was just talking to Greg Reese about that, about the supposed Nazi base on Antarctica. Operation High Jump was the mission that went there to find the Nazis that escaped to Antarctica, where apparently the people there on the ship report being attacked by UFOs with hovering and flight technology. It's all being held by the people at the very top. I want to thank you for your call, Terrence. Let's go on to Oscar Mike from Oklahoma, who has a comment about deception with Facebook whistleblower. Thanks for calling in, Oscar. You're on the air.
How are we doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Hey, this whole thing, though, as soon as she came out, I was telling my wife, this is going to be used as a deception to delegitimize anything Project Veritas does with them coming out. They control the narrative. They control the media. And they're doing everything they can to distract from this. This is deception.
Mm.
Something bigger is going on behind the scenes here. Why did they go down for 6 hours? Why was there such a tech interrupt? People don't understand the subtlety of what's going on now, but they will soon because eventually the evil, the demonic control will be open and seen for everybody to see. Everybody thinks that it's just, you know, some old man up there, you know, talking and that it's no big deal. Wait till the actual veil is removed and we see these demons in their tenacity and their viciousness and how they will come because they know their time is short and it's going to escalate. People are going to be blown away by what's coming. They're not even going to be able to comprehend it because we've become so domesticated, so controlled. What did Malcolm X say? Only a fool will allow his enemies to educate his children. Look at how we've become so domesticated. Nobody knows how to grow anything. Nobody knows how to slaughter. Nobody knows how to butcher. Nobody knows how to plant crops when the seasons are because we've become so domesticated that we've allowed that everything's at the supermarket. Mm. You know, just like that meme says, the trees kept voting for the axe because it had a wooden handle.
Right.
It's amazing. I have never been one to go along to get along. One of my first memories of being in school was in kindergarten, and my kindergarten teacher yelling at me and set me out in the hall because I wouldn't shut up from asking questions.
Right.
I wouldn't go along to get along, and that was something that was put into me. I will question everything till the day I die. Just put it this way. I'm not my parents' favorite child. I always would question, ask why, because I wanted to know the motivation for what's going on. Look at the motivation to what they're doing. There's something else going on behind the scenes that's so huge, people won't even be able to understand it or comprehend it. They'll still deny it. They'll live in denial. Because, like I said, the trees voted for the axe because it had a wooden handle.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, there's just a certain level of just like, I don't know, being jaded or like that's what I don't understand is that the American people just seem fine with just being completely like naive and ignorant and tricked. Like they're just okay with being tricked and guided along and lied to. It's very bizarre. I don't like being tricked. I don't like being lied to. When somebody deceives me, I then turn on that person and don't trust them anymore. Like, I don't know where that response went, where that curiosity went that goes, now wait, hold on. Why does this not add up? Why are they telling us this right now? I mean, if you see, like, here's the process literally everybody should go through when they see the headlines about the Facebook whistleblower. It should be like this. Facebook whistleblower. Oh, interesting. Somebody's going to reveal something on Facebook. Appears on 60 Minutes. Okay, never mind. It's totally false and fabricated, and it's not going to reveal anything. Like, it's so obvious. Nobody should be confused. I don't think there's something well, I'll tell you what's bigger going on behind the scenes. It's called Cyber Polygon. It's called Cyber Pandemic. It's called Hack Attack. It's literally in the white papers as the follow-up to the lockstep virus release. Like, they spent the last 6 months doing like cyber pandemic training drills, and Klaus Schwab is holding his World Economic Forum cyber polygon thing. And then it's like, oh, look, the very next month, Facebook gets hit with a hack attack on the same day that 60 Minutes does a hit piece on them, on the same day that their whistleblower is interviewing, or talking to the Senate, on the same day that their whole website goes down, all of the leaked information gets put out and their internal stuff goes on. It's manufacturing consent. It's just you know, they're like, okay, their plan is total control. The way they get there is by slowly but surely limiting the ability of anybody to resist them. The way they do that is by providing everybody a free and open platform that gets everybody in. That's Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, and these are like the main platforms. You get them in, then you slowly start to restrict the rules, and then you combine with everybody else, with Apple and Google and Facebook and everybody else, to eliminate any competition. So you maintain that monopolistic control of the sharing of information, and then you slowly ratchet it tighter and tighter and tighter. And at a certain point, like where we are now, it's basically as tight as it can be without being, you know, completely one-sided and clearly unacceptable censorship. So now they want to go on to that next level and bring about the total and open censorship of anybody that contradicts the American government or the supranational organizations that control the American government. And so they need to simply get it into public's mind that they're doing this not just because it's been the plan the whole time, but, oh my gosh, a whistleblower. We didn't know all this stuff is happening. I guess we have to put in the censorship. I guess we have to do this. It's just play acting, just manipulating the American people, and the American people seem fine with being manipulated.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks, we have special dry bags, we've got them for cell phones, we've got them for laptops, we've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to your phone calls momentarily. There's a story that I really, really can't wait to talk about. I just dropped a video in there, so we'll maybe go to it next segment. What's going on in Chicago is absolutely insane. It's insane. They're basically saying that they aren't charging two groups of guys engaged in a straight-up Western-style shootout in the streets of Chicago because it amounts to mutual combat. So I get a dueling back in fashion in Chicago. Like, sure, you shot up a neighborhood, but the guys you were shooting at also shot back at you, so you're all free to go. Amazing. It's just amazing. Wild, wild stuff. A new peer-reviewed paper says it's possible that lockdowns will go down as one of the greatest peacetime policy failures in modern history. COVID-19 lockdown cost-benefit cost benefits, a critical assessment of the literature. Says it's possible the lockdowns would go down as one of the greatest peacetime policy failures in modern history. Many of the studies examined, especially the early ones, relied on assumptions that were false, which tended to overestimate the benefits and underestimate the cost of lockdowns. As a result, most of the early cost-benefit studies arrived at the conclusion that were refuted by later data and which rendered their cost-benefit findings incorrect. That was just a big mistake, just a big accident they made. It was obvious from the beginning. This is not a peacetime policy failure. This is a wartime policy success. It's literally as simple as that. People that implemented this stuff are the same people that created the coronavirus. And, I mean, we at InfoWars knew what the consequence was going to be. Like, we at InfoWars were shouting from the rooftops in February of 2020. We should not be locking down. Like, we're the ones shouting, hey, there's a disease we need to be worried about. Shut up, racist. Stop denigrating Chinese people. It's just like, no, there's a disease. Nobody knows what it is. People are passing out in the street. We should be focused on this and try to contain it now while it's still in this one particular area. And they're just like, you're a racist. You're a Donald Trump conspiracy theorist. Then it gets here and they're just like, shut everything down. And we're like, No, don't. Like, you didn't listen to us before, but please listen to us now. Yes, the disease is real. Yes, it's bad, but it will be so much worse to lock down everything. And they're just like, shut up, conspiracy theorists. We're just right. We're just right over and over and over again. Do you have any idea what it feels like to be right for a year and a half? More than that, almost 2 years at this point, to just be continuously right about everything and having everybody ignore you, everything go wrong, and then they blame you. My God, I can't believe we've gotten to this point without blowing our lids, let's say. I don't know how Alex Jones has done this for 25 years. I don't know. I'm 10 months into hosting this show. I'm about ready to blow my brains out because it's unbelievably infuriating. Just time after time after time, just being like, here's what's going to happen. Here's the reality. Everybody calls you crazy. Everybody ignores you. They write stories about how dangerous your beliefs are. And then like a week later, everybody acknowledges that you're right. And they act like they never heard it before. They act like it's a new discovery. They act like there's no way they could have known this before. We did somehow. Somehow we knew. Somehow we consulted the Oracle in the back of InfoWars, right? We went down and we threw acorns at the scantily dressed lady who then did a dance, and our priest interpreted what the oracle said, and we were given this prophecy that this would, no, it's just obvious. It's just absurdly obvious what's going on. And it just takes just the brain of a chipmunk to figure this out. We don't have that. Nobody else in America can figure out this absurdly obvious stuff. January 20th, 2020, I did a report that said this disease is coming here, it's going to be bad, and it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. January 20th, 2020, when everybody else was concerned with impeaching Donald Trump. Like, I don't know. I just hope you support us. I just hope you go to InfoWarsStore.com and allow us to continue to rage maniacally at this just absolutely ridiculous world that we find ourselves in. I hope that you appreciate, at least you, the audience out there, that we just are continuously always right. It's like, I know it's just like completely conceited, but where have we been wrong? Where? show us one place in the entire world where they're like, yeah, we're going to temporarily institute passes. And then like a month later, they actually are like, okay, vax pass is over. We did it 2 months to slow the spread. Like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And the fact you believe that it will happen is really just evidence that you're a dumb person. Gullible fools, the lot of you. I'm talking, of course, to the people that aren't watching this program. It's like, I'll just rage at you, and hopefully, you know, the people that are actually watching this program just in some way have some sort of like projected satisfaction that this is the type of stuff they want to yell at their idiot friends that don't watch InfoWars. So I'm not yelling at you. If you're watching this program, you're the only class of people that I'm not yelling at this point. It's a little confusing, but I think you get it. Let's go on to the phone calls now. Brett in Maryland, teaching children morality. Thanks for calling in, Brett. You're on the air.
Hi. I would say that where have we gone wrong? It's we'd like to say, I think, that no man should have to say what is right or wrong. You should already know. So my idea of morality, it has to do with a Dr. Fauci quote talking about this technology used to try to create a new strain of vaccines to replace the old paradigm of egg-grown or virus-based vaccines, when he used the phrase, quote, iterative and disruptive, unquote, to the a member of the Biomedical Advanced Research Projects Agency. This is on part of Alex's special emergency report on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that everyone's aware that morality and truth can be a little subjective, and that's a good thing. So let's look at what the truth of the word iterative means from Cambridge definitions. Let's say that it's either to improve a process or to have a particular goal. Let's say Fauci could have either one of those things in mind. In my opinion, and there's a special warfare veteran who lives along with me, I'm a former infantry tutor, a member of a nuclear, biological, and chemical team, and we agree that we currently exist in a bio war. The exigencies, the circumstances currently, the status is of a bio war. It has nothing to do with a disease. SARS-CoV-2 is a bioweapon, and it's created in a lab in China with the help of U.S. scientists and Chinese scientists. And what's being done is taking the partial viral component of that M or RNA sequence and changing it to an mRNA so it can be transmitted with nanoparticles and be penetrating. And they wanted to say to DARPA or DARPA, the same thing, that they would put that on bats in a cave to make sure that they could get vaccines that could be transmissible and very more transmissible. And there's nothing in any of the things that Fauci and his fellow mad scientists created that shouldn't be defined under the category of a gain-of-function device. So what we have, what we're dealing with, is a bioweapon. It is not a virus. But the vaccine created to counteract it is not a vaccine. It is. It can be called a contingent application to the bioweapon. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a bioweapon as well.
Right.
And Harrison, as far as I'm concerned, Alex sees you as a high IQ Smithy's hammer with an IQ. Mm. I thank you so much for your time.
Well, I thank you as well. Clearly, very informed. I think you're exactly right. And that's one of the things that we're learning now. I mean, yes, COVID was a bioweapon and the vaccine is a bioweapon. It's a binary system, biological weapon, a 1-2 punch, that is so far being extremely effective. And, that's the exact right way to frame it. Shoot, we just don't have enough time, but I guess maybe I'll come back in with this on the other side, because I actually, I have that clip that you're talking about, the 2019 C-SPAN video emerges where forcing unproven mRNA jabs on the public is discussed. So again, this was from 2019. We'll come back in with this video just to show you how none of this was an accident. None of this was unexpected. All of this was a plan. All of this was organized. InfoWars does not have an oracle hidden in the basement. We just listen to the people who tell us what they're going to do. And then they do it. And then we're like, look, see? And then everybody's like, you're a conspiracy theorist. Shut up. Isn't that frustrating?
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Ah! 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Remember when political debates were the highlight of the political year? Like boxing matches, everyone would watch them. It doesn't happen anymore. The ratings for the last presidential debates were terrible, and there's a reason for that. They're boring. Everything is scripted. You know what they're going to say before they say it. But if you keep watching the lower tier, the debates lower on the fight card, sometimes you see something interesting. It happens invariably by accident, but it reveals a lot about the country and the people who are trying to lead it. That just happened last month in Virginia during a governor's debate. Terry McAuliffe was the governor of Virginia. He gravely damaged the state. He's the career Clinton operative, who you may remember from his many brushes with apparent indictment. The Washington Post is always telling you he was about to get indicted. He never was. Instead, he ran Virginia, and he ran it into the ground, and now he wants to hurt it even more, so he wants to be reelected. And at the debate last month, Terry McAuliffe announced, just kind of welled up within him, and he told us that parents no longer have a say in their own children's education, the one that they pay for. Instead, Terry McAuliffe informed the state of Virginia, the government is in charge of your child, period.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. But, you know, I get really tired of everybody running down teachers. I love our teachers. And what they have done through COVID, these are real heroes that deserve our respect.
Well, he's a hack, a liar, and a demagogue. But ignore the second part of the sentence. I don't think parents have any right telling teachers what to teach. Really? So parents don't control their own kids. Do you have a right to tell the pediatrician what kind of medical treatment your kids should get? No. This is the new rule. The government makes all key decisions about your children. And that's not just true in the state of Virginia. It is now orthodoxy throughout the entire Democratic Party. And as of yesterday, this idea, unprecedented in the history of America, has the full backing of the Biden administration, in other words, of the entire federal government. And if you disagree with that, if you're one of those troglodytes who thinks you should have some say in what your children are taught in the schools that you pay for, you should know the Biden administration now views you as a domestic terrorist. And they are fully willing to use armed agents of the state to compel you to shut up. Joe Biden's Justice Department has made that very, very clear. Attorney General Merrick Garland, remember the moderate, soft-spoken one who turned out to be not moderate at all, but a wild-eyed, radical, crazy person? He's now the Attorney General. He issued a memorandum yesterday calling on the FBI to crack down on parents who complain about their school board. Now, keep in mind, at this exact moment that Garland wrote that, we learned that murders in the United States since the advent of Black Lives Matter have gone up 30%. So that's thousands more dead people. This is the Attorney General, our chief law enforcement officer. He did not issue a memo about that. He issued instead a memo about people who are committing wrongthink. Garland directed, quote, federal, state, tribal, territorial, and local law enforcement leaders to discuss strategies for addressing this disturbing trend. This disturbing trend being parents complaining. In the coming days, Garland wrote, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Criminal conduct? What does that consist of? Bombings? Assaults? No. Complaining. It is now criminal to disagree with your kid's school. What have we learned from this? Well, among other things, we've learned the Biden administration no longer believes in the most basic precepts of liberal democracy. Among them, your freedom of speech should never be abridged. The government must convince you, not compel you, almost always. And you, and not the government, is in charge of your children. Merrick Garland did not give birth to your kids. They're yours, not his. But they don't acknowledge that anymore. So they're happy to use armed agents of the state to enforce their ideology. And they have to, because that ideology is deeply unpopular with most Americans. Now, why did the DOJ issue this letter? Well, because they'd received a complaint from the National School Boards Association, huge donors, of course, to the Democratic Party. And that complaint cited citizens who were upset over the teachings of, quote, critical race theory and of masking of children, which is medically unnecessary. So the group wrote to the Biden administration.
All right, folks, that's Tucker Carlson saying something that really should be on every news channel. This is unacceptable for the FBI to be doing. Really incredible stuff. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side with Thomas Renz with some bombshell information about the falsification of COVID data. Stay with us.
I want to explain something that is absolutely key to understanding our world. It's very, very simple, but that most people don't know. The privately owned central banks of the world are artificially creating thousands of trillions of dollars in other major currencies and using them to buy up infrastructure, intellectual property, energy. They're using it to buy people, to buy influence. And in the past, they created thousands of trillions so that they could leverage that, manipulate markets, but they never allowed that money to get into the general circulation or it would cause massive inflation. Now they've gone ahead and weaponized it and are flooding every sector of the world economy, buying up everything, not to have the companies operate, but to actually shut them down and force the collapse of civilization, making the companies they do fund the only things left standing. This is the Great Reset. This is what's happening now. Warn everyone. It's the only way to stop it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. My name is Harrison Smith. My guest is Thomas Renz. Mr. Renz's experience with the law began with his mentor, Nuremberg prosecutor and celebrated international lawyer Henry T. King Jr. Attorney Renz has won the National Trailblazer Award for political action, assisting in numerous state and national legislative and regulatory reforms. Attorney Thomas Renz is the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC, the DHHS, and even Anthony Fauci himself, Lord St. Fauci. Regarding forced vaccine mandates, big tech censorship, COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, business closures, false PCR data, fraudulent death numbers, and more. Attorney Thomas Renz works with and represents America's frontline doctors. Make America free again, and Ohio stands up. His website is renz-law.com. That's R-E-N-Z-law.com. Thank you so much for coming on, Mr. Renz.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very happy to have you. And of course, this little description that I just read out, it just sort of gives a taste of just how dislocated the American public is from real data about COVID. I mean, here it's listed not just, I mean, the lockdowns, the mask mandates, the business closures, the PCR data, the PCR spin rates, the false positives. Like, there's almost nothing that we can actually really tangibly grab onto and go, this is true about COVID, because everything seems to be up in the air, constantly changing, which is strange because the other side is always spouting out stats as if this, you know, 92% of unvaccinated are in the hospital, and that's an unquestionable fact. But really, they don't really know any. So is there anything we actually know about the vaccine? And maybe it's something that some of your information has revealed recently.
Yeah, well, we're starting to know a lot because we've got whistleblowers and people who are telling us the truth. And basically, the best way to understand what's happening is to listen to everything the government says and then believe the opposite.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like literally, it's amazing. They're not stretching the truth. They have just outright lied. I mean, 180 degrees opposite of the truth. So in the last couple of weeks, we've been pretty busy. We had a major whistleblower data dump that we did at Clay Clark's Reawakening Tour, that where we talked about the vaccine's safety. And then Friday of last week, we got the DOD document, which shows the lack of efficacy. So basically, we now, using government data, have shown that the vaccine is not safe, and it's not effective, and it is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else we need to do here, yet they're still trying to promote it. I mean, this is mind blowing. These people are outright lying. You can't do any more to lie about this and what they're doing. So, yeah, this is it's monumental in the history of our nation. There has never been something that they've lied about to this extent. You know, we started out, and I think if we want to start out, probably the one thing that I'd really like to get going on is this DOD document, because it was monumental. It's got DOD stamped on the front.
Right.
And all sorts of things, you know, throughout it that say, listen, this document was presented to CDC, ACIP, this, that, and other. I mean, it just over and over says that. So, I mean, this is a weekly briefing document that they look at. So I assume that means they look at it every week, right?
Right. You would think so.
Well, yeah. There you see. So if you look on the right side there, what you got on the screen, 60% of the COVID-19 hospitalizations occurred in fully vaccinated individuals.
Right.
60%.
Which is higher, we should mention, than the rate of vaccinated people. I think the official numbers now say 56% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, and yet 60% of the COVID cases are in the vaccinated. So with just those two numbers, you're slightly more likely to get COVID with the vaccine, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does look that way, doesn't it? You know, this is absolutely as... Sorry, apparently I got a dog outside here or something that's...
it's okay, we're used to it.
Something to say.
There's globalists at the gate.
Thicker office walls. you know, here's the thing. Ultimately, if you get this vaccine, it's not going to stop the spread of COVID. So why would you get it? Why would you get an experimental vaccine that's not going to stop you from getting the disease? And, you know... Just to ensure that everybody's on the same page, I mean, I think it was yesterday, Walensky came out and said, the shots don't stop the spread. Well, why the hell do I need to get it then? Why are you trying to force me to get a jab with an experimental shot that doesn't work? You know, 60%. Now, if you look elsewhere in that document, it also says that 71% of the cases in that same population is from fully vaccinated people, 71%. There's a couple other really important points in there. Along with the fact that the vaccine doesn't work, it's also important to note that the vaccine works even worse if you happen to be in a minority population. For some reason, it works worse for blacks, blacks, Native Americans, and Latinos. It says that in the last slide. Why? Why would that be? This whole thing is just shady. Beyond that, the other really critical point here from this document, yeah, and there it is. And by the way, the point, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 down, the risk of hospitalizations, they took this presentation down. I've got the original copy because I saved it, but they took it down and once we started publicizing it, they took it down and they added a bullet point there to try and explain this whole minority thing. Because, you know, apparently the idea that this is a racist vaccine is something that they're bothered by. They don't care about the fact that they're lying about 60% of the people being hospitalized after they get it. They just care about the appearance that they're racist, which they are. So the other thing that's in this that's really important is the admission that natural immunity is by far the best. It says right. It several times in the document. It says if you know, the most robust protection you can get is natural immunity. So basically everything in this document disproves everything they're saying. And this is the science that they're looking at every week. So Fauci is an outright liar. Okay, that's what we know for sure. Biden is either a liar or can't read. I don't know which one it is. But, you know, he's either lying or stupid. I don't know which.
It could be both.
If you're the president of the United States and you're out there pushing vax mandates and you haven't read this, and you're making statements like, you know, this isn't about personal freedom or individual liberty. Well, newsflash, this is the United States. It is absolutely about personal freedom and individual liberty. And P.S., yeah, there we go. As if that's real. It's not even at the White House.
I know. It's literally all fake.
I mean, is there anything real that this guy does? You know, we're supposed to believe that it's a real vaccine that he's getting, despite the fact that there's all these side effects, when, you know, we then find out he's not even at the White House. Yeah, I mean, it's just, really? Really? Is there anything these guys do that's real? Ever? Why should we trust these people?
No,
yes, yeah. The DOD document, DOD, Department of Defense, it's not our document. You're going to tell us that's a lie, too? Suddenly your DOD is lying about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most amazing things is if you try to talk, you know, in a friendly way, we call them normies. But if you talk to normies out there that just listen to the mainstream media, one of the first questions they'll ask you is, where do you get your information? Because they're sure they have all the information. They say 92% of people in the hospital are unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I mean, they're like robots receiving a signal. They repeat exactly what they're told. And then they always question your sources. And it's like every time it's like, my sources? The CDC. My sources are the DOD. My sources are the exact same organizations that you think you're listening to, but actually you're being lied to about. I have the real sources from the real, or the real documents from the real sources, and yet you're going to believe CNN over me because, you know, I'm telling you the truth. We'll be right back.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that.
But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win. It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this Great Reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the Third World and the First World, on its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest today is attorney Thomas Renz. You can find his website at renz-law, that's renz-law.com. And I suggest you go there. And I suggest if you want to search anything that we talk about on today's program, you do not use Google. I just tried to use Google, typed in Thomas Renz DOD, typed in Thomas Renz Department of Justice, Renz Law DOD. Nothing comes up. Nothing comes up. In fact, they give you a little warning that says, results are changing rapidly with this topic. So results might change. So they, you know, we know basically literally Google has an eye on you and on the search results, Thomas Renz DOD, and they're actively, you know, surveilling that to make sure nobody's able to get to your website through Google. So, you know, I used DuckDuckGo, and it was the first result because I guess they aren't actively, censoring this sort of stuff. But I encourage people to go to that. Breaking news, Thomas Renz discovers disturbing DOD COVID files. So what else can you tell us about these files? And is this something that was supposed to be published, or is this an internal document that happened to find its way to your desk?
Well, first thing I'll tell you is thanks for bringing up the Google thing. And please, I need everybody listening and watching, share renz-law.com. We're seeing unprecedented censorship on this, unprecedented, literally to the point where I've seen emails blocked. Just unbelievable. So please, this is a critical thing. This we've brought down their narrative. We've proven there is no safe nor effective vaccine. We win. Okay. We just got to get the word out. It only happens if you help. Please share the files, share the information, share everything. Go to our website, rens-law.com. Please help us get it out there. That's why we put it out. That's why my ugly mug is on the TV. I certainly don't want to be famous, and I certainly enjoy privacy, but unfortunately, if I don't get this stuff out there, it's not getting out. So the press is hiding it. Google, the techs, they're hiding it. By the way, Google, I'm suing you. There's a lawsuit coming. FYI, don't want to project too far, but you're getting sued. It's going to happen because this is corruption. They're contributing to death by hiding true information.
Right.
Okay, this is a DOD document. You know, the censorship that's occurring is a result of, it's a money thing. It's a money and power thing. So these guys are going to have to be brought down. We're going to do that. But I think the last big thing I want to bring to everybody's attention on this is that this document, this DOD document, they reference, you know, that they're analyzing the CMS database, and they also talk about what it means to be vaccinated. And those two things are really critical, and they tie in with the other presentation we did. So within, you guys remember, yeah, I'm sure, Harrison, you probably remember, they had a while back in October of 2020, there was a leaked FDA presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And what really made headlines from that was the list of side effects that they were expecting from the vaccine.
Right.
Okay, so right before that slide, the slide that had the side effects, was another slide. And the other slide said that to check on the safety and the efficacy of these vaccines, that they had intended to monitor side effects and everything else from the CMS database. CMS is Center for Medicare Services. And it's a very good database for information, but they've intentionally made it very convoluted. So if you try and FOIA this, you're going to have a rough time. The reason for that is that they've intentionally excluded any sort of an ICD code for a vaccine injury, right? There's no way to code it. So the only way to get the information on injuries and deaths is to do this really complex analysis. Thankfully, I've got several whistleblowers who are doing that for me. But at the same time, one of the things that you got to understand is that the DOD is already running these analyses and giving it to the FDA and the CDC and DHHS in general. So what they're doing is they're saying that, listen, we're checking CMS and we're going to look for the following side effects. And you got it up there. That is the list of side effects that they said they were going to look for to determine the safety of this vaccine. So we know what they're looking for. We know where they're looking for it. And the question is, why isn't it public? Well, it is public now because we're making it public. We got it leaked to us, and we're blowing it up everywhere. We want people to see it. So within the other presentation, the presentation that we did from the whistleblowers, and by the way, we've presented screenshots. I've got search algorithms. We've done as much due diligence on this data as a human being can do, right?
Right.
It's good data. So within that, the big thing to understand is that when you run the numbers and you look for those side effects, the results are shocking and terrible. Now, not at the beginning of the presentation, but about midway through, we broke out and we gave the numbers of those side effects in the state of New York, you know, where the governor just said that, you know, this is a gift from God, this
right,
god-awful injection, that one. So within the state of New York, and I'll look at this, I'll give this to you while we're talking, we saw that there were, what we did was we ran these side effects and we ran them within 28 days of vaccination. So if you had one of these side effects occurred 30 days after vaccination, we didn't count it. If it's 28 days or less, we counted it. We also excluded anybody that had these symptoms prior to, you know, us running this thing. So if you know, 3 weeks before you got the vaccine, you had a heart attack, and then you had another heart attack afterwards, we don't count it, okay. Even if it's obvious, right? So this is only for people who develop these side effects within 28 days of getting the vaccine and who did not have them previously, right?
Right.
6,586 people died. That's a pretty amazing number considering that this is safe and effective and no one's dying from it.
No, it's huge.
We had 2,883 heart attacks. Again, safe and effective. 7,612 cases of COVID right after getting the vaccine. Safe and effective. We have embolisms, 2,177. We have thrombosis, 1,942. Thrombocytopenia, 2,353. And my two favorite, we have 1,316 people coincidentally came down with a case of paralysis. And another, let's see here, 1,017 people all of a sudden started having seizures.
Just came down with seizures, caught seizures all of a sudden. What a coincidence that is. It's unbelievably shocking. We're about to go to break. We'll be back with Thomas Rinns, rinns-law.com. It's absolutely insane what they're censoring from us, and Mr. Rinns is right. The more they censor, the more lives they're destroying, the more people they're literally killing by hiding this information. So, I mean, this is a murder case, in my opinion.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I have the greatest sense of loss deep in my heart, deep in my soul I've ever had in my 47 years on this planet. I've had a lot of loss, like everybody else has. And it's because it's a loss of ancestral freedom that so many people fought and died and bled and sweat for. And now we're just throwing it all away. And I see the general public in a medically induced, scientifically induced, behavioral, psychologically controlled trance. And I know we're being fed into this globalist meat grinder, and it's so incredibly sad. But this is the process of birth and then growth and then falling apart and then degenerating and collapsing and then coming back to life again. It's just the globalists are actively trying to steer and control this process of decadence and collapse to actually end the species as we know it. My business model is very, very simple.
I want to bring you products that work really, really well at affordable prices that are competitive so that you'll shop with us. And so we form a relationship so we're able to stay on air and fight the globalist and have good products that make us healthy, make us wiser, that boost our immune system. And that's what we've done. Now, one area of the immune system we don't talk enough about is deep, restful sleep. You can look it up for yourself. The effects of deep, restful sleep on health and the immune system. And so with everything we're doing out there to boost our immune system with vitamin D and zinc and all of it, that's great. But deep, restful sleep is just as important, maybe more important. So InfoWarsStore.com now can announce 50% off on our best-selling product, Down and Out, that just came back in after 4 months being sold out. It's 50% off. It's super strong, so be careful with it. If you want deep, restful sleep, this will do it. Everybody loves it. 5 stars, InfoWarsStore.com, Down and Out. Now back in stock, 50% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Thomas Renz, attorney. His website, Renz-Law.com, is where you can find some of his most explosive bombshells that destroy the disinformation of COVID-19. Infowars.com has the story. Bombshell from attorney Thomas Renz, nearly 50,000 Medicare patients died soon after getting the COVID shot. And of course, his most recent revelation is of the DOD official numbers that show not only is the vaccine ineffective, it is in fact dangerous. But, you know, when we look at the world today, Mr. Renz, it's like, what's the biggest threat? Is it the vaccine mandates? Is it the censorship? Is it this? Is it that? When in reality, it all depends on one another. It's all one intertwined, singular, almost monolithic system where they have to censor the true information so they can convince you to get the vaccines. They have to, you know, if they want the mandate, they've got to censor the dangers. I mean, the vaccine mandates are not possible without the censorship, and you know, vice versa in a lot of ways. So Brownstone Institute has pointed out that epidemiologist and Harvard professor Martin Kulldorff, a senior scholar at the Brownstone Institute and leading author of the Great Barrington Debate, Declaration rather, has had two posts removed by LinkedIn on August 12th, 2021. Now, the people removing his posts are not Harvard professors. They are not doctors. They are not authorities or experts in the field. They are tech workers at LinkedIn. So this is, I think, what people have to understand. This is not some experts coming in and being the authorities on the situation. This is arbitrary. This is completely unqualified. These people making these decisions have no basis for doing so. It's all political. Would you agree with that?
Certainly is. So let me give you a great example. So the 50K number, right? So that number, which is actually 47,000 something, just under 48,000.
Right.
So that number comes from the Medicare servers, and what that number is the number of people who died within 14 days of getting the jab. So if you were 65 years old on Medicare, which is only 18.1% of the population, and you walk up, you get your jab, and the next day you drop dead, perfectly healthy beforehand, next day you drop dead, you are not counted as a vaccine injury or death because you're not considered fully vaccinated. You're not fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after the complete dosage. So two doses of Pfizer, Moderna, one dose of Janssen. Well, this is what the CDC, FDA, DHHS are doing to cover up a lot of the injuries. So those 48,000 people, nearly 50,000, they don't count. They're just, we don't care. They don't count. It doesn't matter. This guy right here, if he's dead within 2 weeks of that jab, well, he doesn't count, right?
Right.
Doesn't matter. So this is a policy that was created by people trying to cover this up. They're trying to promote this because there's money and there's power and all sorts of things. So what we have now is a system that's covering up murder. Because they know it's happening. They know the risk. They're not telling someone. You know, they're essentially convincing someone to play Russian roulette without telling someone there's a bullet in the chamber. Right.
Right.
So then, rather than, you know, breaking this news and screaming it from the rooftops like all these. Okay, so I want to differentiate the mainstream press, so-called. That's the garbage media. Okay, so I'm calling them the garbage media. You guys are the real media. The people I'm talking to here, you guys who actually report real information, we've got to get people to quit listening to the garbage media and citing them as though they're real. Because the garbage media, just like the garbage big tech, is all doing the same thing. They're lying to promote their self-interest. That's what big tech is. You've got some moron college-age kid that just got out of college who's sitting on some group that's censoring the hell out of everything, doesn't know epidemiology, doesn't know biostats, doesn't know any of this, doesn't even know what he's talking about. He just knows that Anthony Fauci said it's safe and effective, and, you know, we don't question the great Fauci, even though he's a liar and a murderer. So, you know, that's kind of where we are. You know, we've got these people just outright lying, and these people are then supported by morons who are too stupid to dig for the truth, too lazy to dig for the truth, and too brainwashed to look for the truth. So, you know, this is really, really, yeah, there you go. That's a great graphic. That's kind of what we've got going on here. You know, I literally am showing you a DOD document that says that they don't work. It's a DOD document. I'm literally showing you straight from the CMS servers data that says 50,000 dead that aren't counted. What do you need? If you're still believing this, I don't know how else to say it. You're an idiot.
Well, it's kinder words than I would use because, yeah, I completely agree with you. And it's to me, it's the despicable, like, just dishonesty of it all, where everything that we know from the PCR test, false positive rate to the number of COVID deaths where they say, well, if you died with COVID, we count you as a COVID death. Or, the New York hospitals, when it was revealed, we tested the same patient twice, two positive tests. We count those as two COVID cases in the, in the total counts of COVID cases in this case. So like every single sample of numbers that the authorities give to us is in some way very subtly, but very deliberately misconstrued, right? So with this one, it's like, well, everybody who's in the hospital or everybody who's dying is unvaccinated. And it's like, well, it's because you changed the definition to mean to not take effect until 2 weeks after the latest vaccine. So yes, they've received both vaccine doses and then they die, but that's not counted because of the dishonest manipulation you've done on how we collect the numbers. So it's just, we can't trust anything that comes out of these official sources unless we go through and we figure out, okay, how exactly are you counting this and what exactly is the time period? And like, it's not the behavior of honest people actually trying to get you good information so you can make a decision. It's the behavior of tyrants attempting to confuse and distort your reality so you obey them. It's despicable, and I can't believe people don't realize this. They are idiots. They are morons. I completely agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, here's the thing, right? You don't cover it up. You don't hide things unless you have something to hide.
Right.
Right? But they won't give us raw data. I've got to get it from a whistleblower. I've got to find a DOD document that, you know, that should be being screamed from the rooftops everywhere. I mean, why are they hiding this? And I said this repeatedly, please. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong.
Wouldn't that be great?
Let's put out the raw data and let's have it analyzed. Let's have it analyzed by independent people, not scumbags who are getting paid off. By the way, we're tricky people. We know how to look for what you're doing. We know that you're funding these analysts, that you're funding these people. We know that you're buying them off. So you can't lie to us, right? We're not that stupid.
Right.
So let's put this raw data out and let's discredit me. I want you know, the state and the federal governments, you know, we put out our side. Let's see you put out yours. Let's see the raw data, not the data that you're analyzing. Let's see the raw data and let's let our analysts look at it. Unmanipulated raw data, by the way, because we also have seen, you know, raw data put out after it was manipulated, which means it's not raw data, but, you know, they lie. But is it really a surprise that they would lie? I mean, they're killing people. They don't mind killing people, but they wouldn't lie to you? Right. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Call me silly, but there you go. Yeah, so we're asking to be discredited. I would love to find out that I'm wrong and that this vaccine is safe and effective and that it's not going to kill as many people as the doctors are saying it's going to kill in 2 to 5 years. I mean, it's already killing plenty right now. So
tens of thousands of people. You have the numbers right there on RINS-Law.com. Bombshell, and of course, InfoWars.com has the story. 50,000, nearly 50,000 Medicare patients died within 2 weeks after getting the COVID vaccine. I mean, you're exactly right. Wouldn't it be great to be wrong? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be wrong? Wouldn't it be just fantastic a year from now to come out and go, hey, turns out it was totally safe. Turns out I was wrong. What would be the bad part of what we're doing here? Like, even if we are wrong, shouldn't you be cautious? Shouldn't you be asking questions? And if we're wrong, we'll be the happiest people in the world because we don't want tens of thousands to die.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear a mask. And I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. We'll remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we
Resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The great battle of our time to decide the fate of humanity. Will the despicable, lying scumbags who want to inject you with an experiment get away with it? Or will the truth come to the fore, and will humanity be rescued from the grasps of these tyrannical madmen? Well, one very powerful warrior in this fight is Thomas Renz. You can find his website at renz-law.com, renz-law.com. And, wow, so much still to talk about with you, Mr. Renz. Of course, this is our last segment here. I want to talk to you. I want to ask about something other than the vaccines. That is the potential cures and treatments for COVID. We know that things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine have been viciously demonized from the instant that anybody suggested it might be helpful, which, again, just on its own is impossible to explain. It's impossible to explain. You have this new pandemic, you have you have rumors or a potential for a treatment, and then it's immediately demonized and castigated and thrown out. There is no reason for that, right? There is no logical reason why any potential cure treatment should be not tested and just thrown out. And yet that's the way it's been treated. And of course, we know that's because they want the vaccine. But now you have both Moderna and Pfizer coming out with potential cures and treatments. While meanwhile, they're restricting states from getting monoclonal treatments. They're still not handing out ivermectin. And, of course, the Moderna treatment, at least, was discontinued previously because of the negative effects it has in destroying people's DNA. But now, of course, they're rolling that out as a treatment for COVID. So what do you know about some of the treatments for this virus, sir?
Well, we've got numerous doctors that have treated thousands of COVID patients and lost none. They all use variations of the Zelenko or the McCullough or the Math Plus protocol. I mean, it's all zinc, ivermectin, HCQ, budesonide, vitamin D, vitamin C, just some variation of that. Right. No one dies if they're treated early and treated well. I have a friend of mine. He just had a terrible case of this. Terrible. Probably would have died. Didn't even end up didn't go to the hospital, and instead took proper care to take proper treatment. And he was under the care of a doctor who actually treated them well, and he's fine now. Really bad case, all sorts of comorbidities, all sorts of issues. Had he gone to the hospital, they would have given him remdesivir, which shuts down your kidneys and destroys your health. And then they would have intubated him, and then they would have killed him, because that's what they do. The stories that we're getting out of the hospital are so horrible. I mean, they're murdering people. I don't know how else to say it. They know that the remdesivir is a disaster. They know, according to our numbers, 25.9% of the people were dying that were getting this remdesivir treatment, and only 7.9% who got ivermectin. So... And that's not a formal study. That's just raw numbers. A formal study would show that a proper full treatment protocol with ivermectin and or HCQ and budesonide and all these other things works nearly 100% of the time, whereas remdesivir, it contributes to or causes so many issues. This is a disastrous drug that was pulled from clinical trial because too many people died getting it. 54%, I think, is the number that were dying, that were getting this in clinical trials, and so they pulled it. Now all of a sudden it's a safe and effective treatment for COVID. If you get remdesivir, it will destroy your kidneys, and it will cause you problems, and you will be sicker, and you will die. But that's the hospital protocol, right? They won't treat you. They won't give you ivermectin or anything else, which would work just great. By the way, I think we may have talked about this, but I'm not sure. You know the treatment that showed that there were heart issues from hydroxychloroquine, when they were beating up Trump on that. The guys that did it were giving people 2.5 times the lethal dose of hydroxychloroquine. They were literally murdering people. If you take a bottle of Tylenol, it'll kill you. I mean, it doesn't matter what you take if you OD on it. They were ODing people intentionally so that they could make HCQ look bad. Now, HCQ by itself, you know, it's helpful, but it's the combination. The proper treatment from all the doctors that are working on this is a combination of things, including a lot of times the budesonide, the ivermectin, the HCQ, and especially the nutraceuticals. You know, the vitamin D, the zinc, the vitamin C, they're hugely helpful. But these hospitals won't give it. Instead, if you ask for it, you can kiss your chances of seeing your loved ones goodbye, because they'll lock you out. They won't let you see them. They won't let you have anything to do with them. Then, you know, once they've intubated them and killed their kidneys or thrombosevere, they're going to ask you to put them on palliative care as quickly as possible so that they can just starve them to death and, let them die quietly on morphine. I mean, it is sick. I don't have words for it. I really don't.
And you're right. It sort of boggles the mind. And for people that, you know, haven't been aware of what's been going on for the last year and a half, it can really seem unbelievable. So how can we sort of, you know, express to people how this type of thing happens at a systemic level? Because I've heard, you know, people say that nurses in the hospital refer to remdesivir as run death is near. And yet they're the ones... they're the ones implementing it. They're the ones giving the patients this treatment. The doctors are the ones intubating these people and then letting them die. So, like, how do we get to a point where not only are their doctors doing that, it's 99% of doctors doing that, 99% of nurses going along with it? I mean, do you have any idea? Because I'm almost at a loss as to how we've allowed, like, some of the smartest and most driven and most, in many cases, supposedly most caring people in our entire society are now just mass murderers. Like, how did we get to that point? It's mind-boggling.
Well, you can follow it. There was a process, right? And that process started with money. So they bought off the hospital administrators. And the NIH issued these treatment guidelines that was guaranteed to kill people so they could drive up their COVID death numbers.
Right.
And then they told the hospital, if you follow these treatment guidelines, you get a whole bunch more money.
Right.
So the hospital dutifully followed them, because the administrators said, if you don't follow them, you're fired. And if you question them, you're fired. So the doctors then, there's two groups of doctors. There's good doctors that actually do homework and research and find out what's going on. And those doctors invariably end up on my side. Then there's other doctors that are either too lazy or too corrupt to bother doing their work, right? These guys are the guys who put their head in the sand. They read the report from their hospital group or from the CDC that says it's all safe and effective, but they won't go home and read any of the journals because that's a lot of work. And, you know, I'm already getting paid enough and I had a rough day anyway, so it's just too much effort. So they don't read anything. They don't educate themselves. All they do is look at the CDC reports and the reports from the hospital administration. Well, those are lies. They're outright lies.
Right. It goes back to a slavish faith in the authorities above you. Like, I think that's really, I think, you know, they go through the university system and they're trained. It's beaten out of them. Don't think for yourself. You have to do as the authorities tell you. Smarter people have been here before you and they've decided what to do and you just have to follow them. I think it all goes back to just that. And they have, like, their soul rebels at the concept that what they're being told from on high is not true. They can't even comprehend that would be the case, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know if you spend any time in college, but even back when I was there, when you did the test, you didn't worry about the right answer. You worried about the answer the teacher wanted to hear. And it's even worse in law school. I mean, God forbid you think for yourself in law school.
Right.
They don't want they don't care what the right answer is. They care about the answer they want to hear. Now, that's some of the professors that I had were brilliant. I had some great professors. But more often than not, you know, you go to school and they teach you to answer the way that they want you to answer. That's what the bar exam is for lawyers. The bar exam for lawyers has nothing to do with the right answer. It has everything to do with writing what they're looking for. So you're trained through, you know, 10, 20 years of school, not to think for yourself and come up with solutions, but to write what the authority is looking for. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's not really a surprise that these people would, you know, answer the way that they're expected to answer. They don't think for themselves. But yeah, ultimately we're at a point now where there's more than enough knowledge of the controversy. if you're a doctor and you're still not going home and reading these journals and doing some real research, not just the reports, to me, that's grossly negligent. To me, at this point, you're part of the problem. You know, we've got a lot of good doctors who had the courage to speak out. And guess what? I don't want to hear, well, but it's my job. I just got to keep my head down. No.
Oh, well, I'm just.
No, if your job involves killing people, that's not your job.
Yeah, okay? You can't just say you're following orders. We figured that out during the Nuremberg trials. Of course, your mentor was a Nuremberg prosecutor, and we remember that. Yeah, the doctors too, the media as well, everybody involved in the big lie and the consequences we saw in World War II, they were all punished, whether they were following orders or not. We need to bring that back. Brilliant stuff. I encourage everybody to go to Renz-Law.com. Thomas Renz doing incredibly important work. He needs your support. He needs you to spread this message. It could save the world.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm 59 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
That was the current CEO of Pfizer just a few months ago on a national TV interview saying, oh, he doesn't need to take the so-called mRNA vaccine that's really a gene therapy. He said, you know, he's 50-something years old. He's healthy. He doesn't need it. It's at risk, people. But that's not what his PR firms that have bought off the politicians in over 100 countries say. They say you've got to take it to have a job or leave your house or get on a plane or a train or even get outside your home for 1 hour a day if you live in Australia. So remember, the White House is exempt. Congress and their staff are exempt. The Postal Service is exempt. All these big corporate heads are exempt. They're not taking their poison vaccine. They're pushing it on you. Wake up, folks. Wake up.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.